my lesson this morning. So we're going to be looking at how Jesus was a servant, how he was sent here to die for us, to save us from our sins. Please turn to John chapter 13 and starting in verse 1. That's John chapter 13, verse 1. We'll read through verse 17. Now before the feast of the Passover, when Jesus knew that his hour had come, that he should depart from this world to the Father, having loved his own who were in the world, he loved them to the end. And the supper being ended, the devil having already put into the heart of Judas Iscariot, Simon's son, to betray him, Jesus, knowing that the Father had given all things into his hand, and that he had come from God and was going to God, rose from supper, laid aside his garments, and took a towel and girded himself. After that, he poured water into a basin and began to wash the disciples' feet and to wipe them with the towel with which he was girded. Then he came to Simon Peter, and Peter said to him, "Lord, are you washing my feet?" Jesus answered and said to him, "What I am doing, you do not understand now, but you will know after this." Peter said to him, "You shall never wash my feet." Jesus answered him, "If I do not wash your feet, you have no part with me." Simon Peter said to him, "Lord, not my feet only, but my hands and my head." Jesus said to him, "He who is bathed needs only to wash his feet, but is completely clean. And you are clean, but not all of you, for he knew who would betray him. Therefore he said, 'You are not all clean.' So when he washed their feet, taken his garments, and sat down again, he said to them, 'Do you know what I have done to you? You call me teacher and Lord, and you say, well, for so I am. If then your Lord and teacher have washed your feet, you also ought to wash one another's feet. For I have given you an example that you should do as I have done to you. Most assuredly, I say to you, a servant is not greater than his master, nor is he who sent greater than who sent him. If you know these things, blessed are you if you do them." So we see Jesus washed his disciples' feet. Doing so with Judas there, he washed their feet. He served them. So if Jesus can serve us while we were sinners, if he can wash our feet, then who are we to say, "No, I'm not going to do that"? Please turn to Romans chapter 5 and verse 8. Romans chapter 5 and verse 8. "But God demonstrates his own love toward us, and that while we were still sinners, Christ died for us." Now, let's turn to Luke chapter 23, verse 34. It's Luke chapter 23, verse 34. Then Jesus said, "Father, forgive them, for they do not know what they do." Jesus died in the most horrible way for all. And even as he was on the cross, he still wanted them to be forgiven. He still knew that they didn't know what they were doing, but wanted them to be able to live with him for eternity. He wanted all to come to him. Let's turn to Mark chapter 10 and verse 45. Mark chapter 10, verse 45. Mark chapter 10, verse 45. reads, "For even the Son of Man did not come to serve, but to for even the Son of Man did not come to be served, but to serve, and to give his life a ransom for many." That was his purpose. He came to die for us. He came to serve us. He died for all, to give all a chance to live with him in heaven for eternity. So who are we to reject him? When he came down, he served us. He gave us a hope to live with him. We see that Jesus was a servant. So are we being servants today? Are we serving others? Are we taking Christ's example and doing that? Are we doing what he told us to? If you haven't done that, if you haven't been living your life in a way that Christ would have you to, if you haven't been living it as he's told you to, we see here that he came and served us. So we need to be as best, we need to be the best Christians we can be. We need to be able to serve others, serve him. So if you haven't done that, we have water here ready. We could baptize you this hour. Whatever spiritual need you have, we ask that you come while we stand and sing.